Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord, Yahweh, and the power of his might. Put on God's whole armor. We do not fight against flesh and blood. They're powers and rulers of the spiritual world, rulers of darkness, spiritual host of wickedness. Ephesians 6, verse 12, protection. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against Satan. Take up God's armor, then stand with God. Ephesians 6, 13. Take a stand. Gird up your waist with God's truth, that's God's word. Put on God's breastplate of righteousness. Cover your feet to prepare with God's peace. Ephesians 6, 14 and 15. Most of all, take up the shield of faith. That's how to quench Satan's fire-filled darts. Protect your head with God's helmet of salvation. Ephesians 6, verse 16 and 17. last but not least, keep up God's sword by keeping God's word in your mind, in your heart, always. Pray, 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 pray to God's Holy Spirit. Stay watchful and stand in God's strength to the end. God's words that encourage us through Ephesians 6:10 to 18. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance.